Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. I welcome you today to Line of Judah Online. We're dealing with the subject called He Gave Gifts Unto Men. And today we're dealing specifically with the office of the prophet. A prophet speaks by direct divine inspiration, an immediate revelation, not something he thought of, but something given at the spur of the moment of sudden inspiration. To stand in the office of a prophet, one must have a more constant manifestation of at least two of the revelation gifts, the word of wisdom, the word of knowledge, or discerning of spirits, plus prophecy. The word of wisdom. This is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning divine purpose in the mind and will of God. It always speaks of the future. The word of knowledge. A supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God of facts in the mind of God concerning people, places, or things. And it's always present and not past tense. Discerning of spirits. Supernatural insight into the spiritual realm, seeing and hearing in the spiritual realm. A prophet is one who has visions and revelations. The prophet of the Old Testament were called seers. They would see and know things supernaturally. It is scriptural for others to judge prophecy, and we read this in 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 29. Under the new covenant, it is unscriptural to seek guidance through the ministry of the prophet, for as many are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. We read this in Romans chapter 8, verse 14. Put the word first. Even though there are supernatural manifestations in your life, don't build your life on supernatural manifestation. It is dangerous to feel obligated to perform. Discern the difference between the Spirit of God and familiar spirits. When it is the Holy Spirit in manifestation, he says Jesus is Lord. The Holy Spirit doesn't attract attention unto man and make man Lord. The laying on of hands goes with the prophet's ministry. Jesus ministered healing through laying on of hands also. On the other occasions, Jesus ministered healing by the transfer of power. The Lord tells a prophet what he wants him to know and does not tell a prophet everything. God will not violate the principle set forth in his own word. The Spirit of God is said through Paul not to put a novice in office, lest being lifted up with pride he fall into the condemnation of the devil. And we read this in 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 6. Don't be taken up by names and titles. God rewards faithfulness. He does not reward offices. Higher offices do not receive any more reward. They just have a greater responsibility. I hope this lesson has given you more understanding of the office of a prophet. Once again, I thank you for being with me, and God bless.